Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. If you want to protect yourself, get a double-barrel shotgun. Have the shells, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I promise you, as I told my wife, we live in an area that's wooded and somewhat secluded. I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, who's ever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15. It's harder to aim, it's harder to use, and in fact, you don't need 30 rounds to protect yourself. Buy a shotgun.
There's the vice president trying to navigate the waters of the gun control debate, and that's where we get started in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here for Wednesday, the 20th of February. Gun control is where we get started. It's back on the top of the list because there's a lot of discussion aimed at trying to figure out whether putting armed guards in schools is a good idea. The sequester focus on the dead, et cetera, is big. We'll be talking about that as well. And what you're paying for gasoline. That's what's ahead during this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 888-302-3684 puts you in touch with the program so you can be on the air here with the ideas that are legal or not legal. Here's a conversation with Judge Andrew Napolitano about the flurry of activity in states, many states, trying to pass laws, block any kind of new federal gun control legislation.
I think about nine states since the new push for gun control has started have submitted bills that are working their way through these legislatures. But 15 in total have either already passed or are looking at some sort of measure to say, feds, you can do whatever you want. President Obama, you can do whatever you want, but you're not going to mess with Arizona, Colorado, Louisiana, Mississippi, Montana, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Virginia, or Wyoming.
You know, if this were 200 years ago and the Constitution were new and it meant what it said, this legislation would make sense, because at the time Congress only regulated commercial goods that actually passed from one state to the next. This is the so-called Commerce Clause, Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce. But that clause has been so blown out of proportion, Megan, by presidents and Congresses and Supreme Courts, that Congress can now legislate almost anything it wants, even something that doesn't move from one state to another, even something that isn't commercial in nature, simply because in some theoretical way, its movement or non-movement might have some effect on interstate commerce.
Yes, and we saw this in the lead-up to the health care debate,
yes,
where the president said the Commerce Clause allowed it, but which, by the way, the Supreme Court rejected. But he based that argument on Wickard v. Filburn, which is an ages-old case. You learn about it in law school, or some guy growing wheat in his own backyard and not distributing it to anybody was said to affect interstate commerce. And so that wheat never left his backyard. These guns will never leave these states. But you tell me, Judge, why would these states be trying to tee up, because that's what some of them say, they're trying to tee up a challenge that would go to the Supreme Court in light of some pretty clear precedent that the federal law will prevail over these individual state laws here?
That's a great question. I think there's probably a couple of different lines of thought behind it. One is that if enough states agree, Congress might back down. Remember, the states can amend the Constitution independent of the Congress if enough of them want to. Another is, it's a different Supreme Court. It's a Supreme Court that twice within the past 5 years has upheld the individual right to keep and bear arms and basically said to states and cities, don't try interfering with that right. So they may very well carve out an exception to Congress's power to regulate interstate commerce when it comes to a fundamental right like the right to keep and bear arms. But on its face, as much as I love this legislation and as much as I wish it would be constitutional, it is directly opposed to 60 years of Commerce Clause jurisprudence, which basically lets Congress regulate anything it wants.
All right, so probably most of you don't like that. I'm not sure I like it very much. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Gun control, starting off with Joe Biden and his discussion of what he's told his wife to do. He's pretty well known for telling long personal stories in his public appearances. He is pushing the plan for curbing gun violence. Some of the proposals, including a ban on the sale of assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition clips, run into stiff oppositions from the gun lobbies, their advocates, and the states. And that's really what we're talking about here. So if you want to get in on that, what is going on in your state, can you give us an update? 888-302-3684. If you've got guns, your rights get threatened by any of these proposals. Here's Talko's Tommy Tucker talking to security expert Tim Dimoff. Dimoff says guns are not the problem, and you've heard this all before.
And tell the folks listening, Tim, if you will, what exactly it was that you told us that day or two after the Sandy Hook killings about the possible motivation of the shooter. And I'm not even mentioning his name because after the interview with you that day or two after, I have not mentioned his name. I refuse to do it.
That's great that you refuse to do it. Well, basically what I said is based on our research, we firmly believe and confidently believe that the number one driving force of active shooters is the fact that we make them martyrs. We make them celebrities. We blast their faces, their names, all over TV, newspapers, magazines, 24/7. We glorify the incident. And when these people, and they have mental issues going on, they have abuse history, they have other things or a mixture of things going on, they're looking to be elevated, to feel better. And they want to end their life along with it, but they want to end on a note knowing that their face and their name is going to be out there. And how do I get to that plateau? They watch the other and see the other shootings and the publicity that those people get, and they don't want to just do what they do. They want to surpass them. If you look at the data, let's just go back 10 years when there were school shootings. Think about it. When there was a school shooting 10 years ago, we only had one or two or three, a handful of casualties. But if you look at the digression here, every time we had a shooting, someone shot five people, then it was eight, then it was a dozen, and it keeps going up. And where they do it and how they do it is more horrific, because they want to equal or surpass the previous things, because they feel that is how they're going to have their stamp in society before they decide to take their lives. It's all psychological. It's all very clear to me, and the statistics and the case studies show it.
Okay, so this discussion started with Joe Biden pushing the assault weapons ban. Universal background checks certainly are part of what's being discussed. There's a lot of that online. And so you're listening to that discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. You know how often I've messed up. I can't tell you, I can't share with you how many, many, many times things have just not gone right. And you know what? I'm not making this up, by the way, because it's true. There are so many times I've messed up, and I know that there are so many times that you have messed up. And you know what? That's great news. It really is. Why? Because there's a saying that says the following. If you are not messing up, then you are not trying. One more time. If you are not messing up, then you are not trying. What I'd like you to think about is all the times that you've messed up, and then continue to try until you got it right. Messing up is a great thing. Now, go to your boss and say, you know what, boss, I messed up, but you know what? I'm going to keep on trying, because that's the type of a person that I am. I'll get it done, and I'll get it right. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
Oh, I love this song. But you know what? I bet it would sound even sweeter in a Honda-certified used car. You know, if you upgraded. Because each one gets a thorough 150-point inspection and comes with a Carfax vehicle history report. So you'll know where it's been. So you can relax. So you'll be happier. Food will taste better. And music will sound even sweeter. All because you bought a great late-model Honda-certified used car. Good thinking. Where'd you ever get such a magnificent idea? All right, I'm out of here. Drive safely.
How to deal with the gun control legislation and discussions about that are where we are right now in the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's move to some of your calls at 888-302-3684. Matt in Virginia thinks it's time to get armed guards into our schools.
I'm a gun owner. I've had guns my whole life. We should have TSA-style magnetometers and metal detectors at each and every school. This was only a matter of time before it happened, whether it happened from a domestic standpoint or a terrorist standpoint. And there's absolutely no reason, with the resources we have in this country, to put the same type of security that we take for granted now in airports and even at banks to protect the children. Because, look, it's only a matter of time before a well-motivated terrorist organization decides to attack one of our schools. And so if you've got the metal detectors and you've got the armed guards, you're going to cut down the possibility by 95 to 99% of somebody coming into a school with a weapon and doing the damage that they did in Sandy Hook. I think we stop worrying about how much it costs. I think we should stop worrying about how difficult it is with the NRA and get on the stick. There's absolutely no reason we can't do for the schools what we do for the airports and the banks in this country.
Man, what planet are you from? Oh, my God. What a horrible idea. And to use the TSA and what goes on at the airports as an example of the right way to do things, you got to be out of your mind, pal. 888-302-3684. There's nothing about what the TSA does that brings any security whatsoever to anybody who rides in an airplane. If anything, the lines outside waiting to get in to the TSA checkpoints that go around and around and around, perfect opportunity for somebody to blow up a couple of hundred people at any point in time. And to have armed guards in schools, what kind of a country do you want to live in, pal? I don't want to live in a country that has armed guards in schools. You think that's the way to resolve this problem? You are, woof, way off base. Okay, so that's my two cents on that. How do people grow up thinking that that's an A-OK scenario? Protecting the TSA is a worthless, useless dreck operation that doesn't do anything but waste billions of dollars every year. It'll protect you from anything. 21 past the hour on the countdown.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dry guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684 is our call-in line. The discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown Show now focusing on drones and what's going on in our army and what's going on in our country with the drones overhead in most every city in our country. Here's talk host Helen Glover in Providence talking to General Reginald Centriaccio about the new combat medal for drone operators that ranks above the Bronze Star.
You know, I heard this last week, and I don't know why Panetta is doing this, and he's doing it on his way out the door so he doesn't have to deal with any backlash on this, but I have no problem with giving some sort of meritorious service award, but to put it in the category of above a Bronze Star when this person is never possibly leaving his computer room to obtain this, I don't know. I just feel that we're, I don't know, feel like we're dumbing down the military.
You are absolutely right on. Let me give you just a short analogy of what ironically happened last week. I was honored to be present at an award ceremony we had for a 92-year-old
yes.
veteran who flew 30
Mr.
missions
Jakes.
Over Germany.
Yes.
And he received the Distinguished Flying Cross. Now, if you put that in the same bucket as you do with someone who's fighting to place drones over the same target today by a computer, I just can't get that through my head that it would be anywhere near equal to being recognized as such. And I recognize it's not the Distinguished Flying Cross. But when you talk about drawing an analogy between putting someone in harm's way versus behind a computer, it just doesn't mesh in my head anyway. Now, I recognize, and I think we all should recognize, that we are migrating rather rapidly to an electronic warfare kind of a scenario over the next generation. And specifically, cyber terrorism will be our major threat versus any land army that we're talking about that we used to talk about legacy warfare being fought on land someplace. So recognizing that, I do understand that these kids, and that's what they are, kids behind today's technology to place ordnance on some target someplace need to be recognized. But I don't agree that it should have anywhere near the same kind of meaning that a Bronze Star should have.
And above,
or
this
certainly just below a Silver Star with valor.
Right.
That's absolutely ridiculous. And I think, unfortunately, what's going to happen, is, as far as I can see, is it will become somewhat of a referred to as a Mickey Mouse Award. Understanding, too, that we can't water down the importance of what these kids are doing, and they need to be recognized. But when you put it in the same context of the Bronze Star, that just does not sink, and I think it perhaps will receive a lot of criticism from our soldiers.
888 888- 302-3684. So let's listen to a piece of the conversation that Michael Brown had talking about this new combat medal. It seems this came out of nowhere. I don't know how many of you had heard the discussion, but let's listen to part of this from Michael Brown's radio program.
This whole concept of having a new kind of medal, you know, like you did something really good in war or whatever. A new medal for drone operators. They're creating a new medal for drone operators and for cyber attacks. Here's how it was described on, of all places, the Huffington Post. They fight the war from computer consoles and video screens. But the troops who launch the drone strikes and direct the cyber attacks that can kill or disable an enemy never set foot, or may never set foot, in a combat zone. But now their battlefield contributions may be recognized with the first new combat-related medal to be created in decades. Here's what Panetta announced last Wednesday, the Secretary of Defense. The Pentagon is creating a medal that can be awarded to troops who have a direct impact on combat operations but do it away from the combat zone.
All right. Well, I think we understand it. Whether we agree with the idea remains to be seen.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Government restrictions often hurt those who need help the most. For example, many states actually prohibit caterers from giving perfectly good, unserved food to homeless shelters and to other charities. I suppose such rules are adopted with good intentions, such as protecting the health of the poor. But if we look at such rules through the lens of liberty, we would ask ourselves, do we really mean to protect these people so thoroughly that they have to go to dumpsters for food? Are we so concerned about rules that we can't let people with extra food give it to the hungry? As Americans, we need to re-examine our priorities and assert our founding principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and self-government. The decision on whether such acts of charity might help or hurt others ought to be left to common sense, not government rules.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Hot chopstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Birch the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Around the country and around the world at DougStephan.com and RadioAmerica.com, and you can downlink just to anything that relates to Doug Stephan. You'll find a way to listen to this program in case you don't hear the thing in its entirety when it's aired live. You can find all of the old programs as well. Check out the listen box at DougStephan.com. The situation with immigration reform is next up on the countdown. President and the White House Chief of Staff saying that they want to be prepared in case the bipartisan group of senators fails to devise a plan to overhaul immigration laws. And thus the discussion started on MSNBC, because on the countdown we're looking and listening to what's on News Talk Television as well as News Talk Radio. Mika Brzezinski here with Joe Scarborough talking to former Obama advisor David Axelrod and Time Magazine's Mark Halperin about the president's immigration plan.
Senator Rubio says that the president's immigration plan, the backup plan, is dead on arrival. Is it?
Well, first of all, the president's backup plan is a backup plan. I think the president's, my understanding is that the president's staff has been meeting with Senator Rubio's staff and the staffs of all of the Gang of Eight throughout this period several times a week. So I think the president's plan is to support what they come up with, but he said that there needs to be a comprehensive plan. He's working on a backup plan. The mistake here was to disseminate it so widely within the administration that it got leaked. And I'm sure if they could, they'd take that back.
So it's just a protocol issue then, David? Rubio and others, their feelings are hurt?
It can't be more than that, because I don't think they've seen the actual plan. And when I read about the details of the plan, it matches up with the parameters that people set, which is strong border security, going after employers who violate the law, making sure that people who are here illegally go to the back of the line, pay fines, learn English, pay back taxes. So I think it didn't warrant the reaction that we saw. But, my expectation is that those senators in the Gang of Eight are going to come up with a bill, and it's going to be one that the president can support.
Yeah, and again, just to be very clear, because the White House, I think, has come out and said it, you seem to be saying it this morning, the president's going to stay out of the way, let Congress develop and shape the bill, but have this backup bill in case something goes wrong there.
It is kind of ironic. ironic that some of the same people who want to involve the president in some things want him not to be involved in other things. But be that as it may, I think that the thing is moving along, and we ought to let the process work.
All right, so we're into immigration reform and all the nuance that goes with it. Some people think that we kind of all go to sleep when it comes to details on things like this. This is a very, very important discussion. 888-302-3684. Let's hope that most people in the country still have the ability to dig down deep into some of these discussions and have intelligent discourse back and forth. The White House, again, downplaying the draft proposal as merely a backup plan if lawmakers don't come up with immigration overhauls on their own. And all of a sudden this has become a big thing. Why is that? Because the president says a big thing. Is it a big thing? It's always been a big thing. Why just now are we getting to this? It's a discussion you can have on your own. And it perhaps makes a good hour's worth of discussion on a great talk radio program as well. Why now? Why hasn't this been something we've been talking about for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, back to Reagan's day? Even. Here's Taco's Linda Lopez with the CBS political analyst Dottie Lynch about the president's immigration proposal that was leaked over the weekend.
Over the weekend, the president's proposal on immigration was kind of leaked out, right?
Yeah, it's unclear if this was an official leak or just someone who had it who gave it to a reporter, but the White House has been scrambling for the past couple of days to explain what it was and what it's not.
But what's the key element of the plan?
Well, the key element is very similar to what Obama's been talking about all along, this providing visas, maybe about an eight-year waiting for illegal residents to become eligible to be citizens, border security, a lot of the same elements. So I think the fuss was over the process of the White House coming out before the Congress had a chance to come up with their plan.
Well, speaking of process, the other night we heard Senator Marco Rubio delivering the Republican response after the president's State of the Union. And he had a rebuttal to the president's immigration plan, too, right?
Well, it was basically making sure that all those elements are in place, that it's not, as they would call it, an amnesty, but that there's border security and all the other elements are in place. He was part of that group of eight who came out with the bipartisan plan a few weeks ago, and he's been very vocal in the last few days about the president jumping the gun here and letting the Congress do its work, that his plan, I think, as he called it, was dead in the water if it arrived at the Congress without bipartisan support.
Yeah, so he's saying dead in the water. Certainly this has been a controversy for years and years now. Is it likely that this will be the Congress to make some big changes to immigration law?
My guess, it's still likely. We saw the other night during the State of the Union speech, that was the one element really that got bipartisan support, Republicans as well as Democrats standing up and applauding. The Republicans know they need to do something to solve their problem with Hispanic voters, but as you see from the last few days, it's not going to be an easy pathway to this bill, let alone to citizenship.
The discussion on the Talk Radio Countdown show, administration's proposal for the next step, if you will, in immigration reform. The proposal will create a visa for those in the country illegally, allow them to become legal permanent residents within 8 years. The proposal also requires businesses to know the immigration status of their workers and adds more funding for border security. But as has been pointed out here, it's drawn immediate criticism from Senator Rubio, one of the architects of the earlier discussions on immigration reform. Here's Taco's David Bowes with a focus on what he believes the White House was trying to accomplish with the leak of this plan.
President Obama allowed his own immigration plan, so to speak, to quote-unquote leak from the White House, which is just a joke. I was reading about this, and the White House's response is just pathetic, where the White House Chief of Staff, Dennis McDonough, says that the administration hoped bipartisan efforts would deliver a broadly acceptable package, but they wanted Plan B. We're doing exactly what the president said we would do last month, which is we're preparing. We're going to be ready, they said. Well, look, releasing a plan ahead of time and trying to undermine the negotiations between the two parties, that doesn't actually do anything, and that's not a Plan B. Because the way it works is Congress would still have to pass any kind of plan. So when the president releases a plan that won't, that can't possibly pass and only serves to undermine the negotiations going on, that's not a plan B, that's a sabotage of plan A. That's all that is. Here's the White House Chief of Staff.
We want to continue building on the great strides we've made on border security. We want to make sure that we're cracking down on businesses that game the system. We want there to be an earned path to citizenship. And we also want the legal system, which frankly is too cumbersome and too broken. We want that to be reformed as well.
Of course, that doesn't fit with what they were doing over the weekend. I mean, what they were doing was basically trying to play the political game because it's to their advantage. So sometimes when you hear people say, boy, I want this or I want that, what they really want is for problems to continue and to manifest themselves because there's a political advantage to be had with it. After all, you can demonize others and say, well, look, nothing solved or this problem still exists and it's all somebody else's fault.
Yes, the blame game, 888-302-3684. The leaking of the president's immigration plan seems to have more people disturbed than the plan itself. Paul Ryan, who was the vice presidential nominee, said the timing of the leak suggests the White House was looking for a partisan advantage and not a bipartisan solution. Gee, what else is new? He said, quote, leaking this out does set things in the wrong direction. There are groups in the House and the Senate working together to get this done. And when the president does this sort of thing, it makes it more difficult to get things done. Freshman Representative Joaquin Castro of Texas called the leak plan incomplete, said both parties in Congress need to work together to find a solution, and it has not happened yet. Senator McCain predicted the administration's efforts would come up short if the White House went forward with this kind of a proposal. 888-302-3684. I think McCain and Senator Schumer of New York met with the president last week to discuss progress because the two of them are working on a proposal in the Senate to see if they can't agree on some kind of immigration reform. Here's radio host Matt Patrick talking to Bradley Bailey from Texas Immigration Solution about the president's immigration plan and how it differs from what the Gang of Eight, including Schumer and McCain, came up with.
The president's plan is leaked, and they're upset that it was leaked. You know damn well it was leaked because they wanted it leaked. It kind of goes up against the Gang of Eight's plan, which you like, right?
I think Gang of Eight is a good start on the statement of principles, but I will agree I was a little disappointed in hearing the president's so-called leaked plan.
And this kind of, he said that he wouldn't kind of get in the way of the Gang of Eight's plan, their immigration reform plan, which includes Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, and others, John McCain. You like their plan. It starts with securing the borders. You agree, correct?
Correct. I think that's got to be an essential part. But there's a lot of, statement of principles and legislation are two totally different things. As we've seen many times before, when they start getting into dotting the I's and crossing the T's in legislation, a lot of pork and a lot of stuff gets in there. So we need to make sure what that looks like. I think it's a good start. But having the president, kind of sit on the sideline and let Congress, both sides of the aisle, work on this, I think is what America really wants. This is a policy issue, but it's also a political issue. And we just saw the president play a political card.
So everybody is wrapping their arms around immigration reform. That seems to be the darling for everyone. Do you believe that we are actually going to get something that the American people are going to be satisfied with?
All right, there's a discussion. I think we've had a pretty thorough overview of the immigration reform discussion on talk radio. Up next, the continuing discussion of that meteor that landed in Russia here on the Countdown.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Chaps sticking to my lips, raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
Walmart. Low prices are on Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals and Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal. Like you'll play Greek yogurt. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track this year. Backed by AdMatch. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad on identical products. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
People are still talking about that report from Russia on all of the debris coming from the space junk, the meteor in the focus now on the countdown.
The blast was bone-rattling. The giant meteor exploding in midair, knocking people to the ground, sending others fleeing. Stunned residents say they still can't believe what happened. It's something we only saw in the movies, he says. We never thought we would see it ourselves. Today, the cleanup began. Over 24,000 troops and emergency responders arriving to help. Collecting debris from a collapsed wall, replacing and boarding up blown out windows. NASA says this was the biggest meteor to hit Earth in over a century, weighing more than the Eiffel Tower. Its explosion in the atmosphere, the equivalent of 30 Hiroshima bombs. Officials say over 1,200 people were injured, over 4,000 buildings damaged, and over a million square feet of glass shattered, the size of about 20 football fields.
There are broken windows and storefronts all throughout the city, and the city is littered with broken glass that caused most of the injuries.
The hunt is on for thousands of fragments that could have hit the ground. Divers searched this frozen lake where one piece is thought to have created this massive hole in the ice. They aren't the only ones looking. Meteor hunters from around the world are calling this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I haven't been able to sleep for the last 2 days because of this.
One of them told us just a small piece could be worth thousands of dollars. Bigger chunks, hundreds of thousands.
With this meteorite fall, there's no doubt that millions and millions of dollars in value of pieces fell to the earth.
The frozen ground and snow will help preserve the meteor debris in what may turn out to be a new cosmic gold rush.
And there's already people here who want to cash in on the worldwide attention. They want to turn this remote city into a tourist destination.
Wow, pretty amazing. 51 after on the countdown.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
888-302-3684. Doug Steffen on the countdown. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. What are you paying for gasoline? Big buzz. The cost of gasoline at the pump, comparisons of prices in your community. The AAA says the gas prices are going up, and it's ridiculous. We all know that. We know what's going on. But how do you feel about being gouged this way? We start off with Diane Sawyer talking to Lindsay Janis, one of the ABC people, about the spiraling cost you're paying for gasoline.
It's time to fasten our seatbelts. For 32 straight days now, gasoline prices have soared, now a four-month high, $3.73 a gallon. And we learned today how much higher they'll rise in April and when they should start falling again.
You know, Americans spent 4% of their household budget on gas last year. It's the biggest slice in three decades, and it makes the recent spike all the more worrying. The Pearsons know what they're not looking for in the family car.
I don't want an SUV. I think that's too much price. It's too pricey on gas.
They're giving up more space for more miles to the gallon. It's their number one priority.
It's close to $4 already. I think by the end of the month it will be $4.
Prices often spike in the spring as refineries switch over to a summer blend of gasoline. But this year they're rising well ahead of schedule. In California, where some gas stations are already charging $5 a gallon.
I'm at 64. It usually takes me like $50.
Drivers are starting to make sacrifices.
Dinner's out, movie nights, things like that.
The big fear is that rising gas prices threaten a fragile economic recovery.
If we hit $4 a gallon on regular unleaded across the country, that would do a lot of damage. Nothing hurts more quickly than rising gasoline prices.
The price trackers at GasBuddy.com predict the average price of a gallon of gas will reach between $3.75 and $4.05 a gallon by April.
And Diane, some possible relief in sight. GasBuddy.com says that prices will probably start to head lower around Memorial Day.
All right. So the price now averages $3.73 around the country. What are you paying? Here's radio host John McConnell talking to Don Redmond from the AAA about prices as they've gone up this past month.
It's been going up every day for over a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, we started out the year at $3.15 a gallon, and here we are today, about 42 cents higher, looking at about $3.57 is the average statewide right now.
I remember one day, let's see, it was right at a month ago, me and my youngest walked over, because we live about three, four blocks from a library, so we walked over to the library to get a couple of books on a platypus so she could do a report for school, and across the street is a discount zone, and I was looking at the price, $3.09 was something like that. I said, yeah, let me fill up tomorrow morning on the way to work. I dropped the kids to school, I came back, and it was like already like $3.15, you know, it had gone up like 5 or 6 cents overnight. I'm going, damn, man.
Yeah, you know, I experienced the exact same thing this weekend. I mean, Saturday, I seemed to notice the service station was about 3:38, and I said, okay, well, it's been holding steady there for a couple of days. If that, I'll gas up Sunday. Mm-hmm. Go back there, it's 20 cents higher. It's 3:58 when I got up. I was like, what?
Why? What is the difference? Okay. When there's a storm and people got to run, you always hear stories about somebody's price gouging and the people going, look, I don't have any say-so over this price, and they send me the gas, I charge this much. How is gas priced, and what does who is in charge of it? Because you always, like, you'll blame the president, or you blame Congress, or you blame big oil corporations. Who actually has the most direct say-so about why this gas has gone up this much in this amount of time?
Well, it's sold in the market. I mean, it's investors who have the largest say in what they believe that the price of gasoline should be. I mean, right now, the wholesale price of gasoline, and this is a national average, is about $3.13 a gallon. Just right around Christmas, it was like $2.79 a gallon. But the market, the commodities market, feel that, you know, wholesale price of gasoline should be about $3.13, and that's what the market's deciding. That's what people are, investors are paying for it, and that's what's being charged. That's what it's being sold for. Now, historically, we had about, to get a ballpark figure what the retail price is going to be, we had about 60 cents to that wholesale price. And sure enough, you know, that 3.13 add 60 to, but it makes it about 3.73, and that's where the national average is right now.
3.73. Over $5 in Los Angeles. And
Los Angeles has a lot of its own issues,
yeah,
particularly with refineries. They've had a number of refinery issues that looks like maybe smoothing out again pretty soon. But they are, you know, even like last year, they were all well paying above $4 a gallon on the West Coast, more so than the rest of the country.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.